This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Fish and Wildlife Service announced this week that it would not, at least not now, list the sage grouse, a ground-dwelling bird whose range spans several western states, under the Endangered Species Act. That's great news. For years, farmers and ranchers and other landowners have worked to protect the birds and their habitat while calling on the federal government to allow time for those conservation efforts to work. We're seeing positive results. The sage grouse population has risen tremendously in just the last 2 years. Contrast this success with the ESA's dismal record of species recovery over its 42 years of existence, and it should be obvious that working together and using voluntary conservation programs to manage wildlife habitat is a more effective approach. Ask a farmer or rancher to be part of solving a problem, and most I know will respond with a hearty, "How can I help?" Threaten a farmer or rancher with lawsuits and regulations that make it more difficult, if not impossible, to continue farming, and all you do is get his tail feathers up. While Farm Bureau has concerns about the land management plans that federal agencies also announced this week, I hope we will see more announcements similar to this in the future. It is a testament to the great strides that landowners, states, and federal agencies can make when we all work together. I hope this also gives Congress an example of the kind of reform we need to make in the ESA. It's time to replace what hasn't worked for decades with a proven, successful approach to species recovery and protection. Due to the success of state and local conservation efforts, the Fish and Wildlife Service announced on Tuesday its decision not to list the greater sage grouse as an endangered species. AFBF President Bob Stallman said, "Conservation plans developed at the state and local levels provide the greatest opportunity for species success, and we believe today's decision endorses that approach." The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act will impose an annual 40% excise tax on employers who offer insurance plans with annual premiums exceeding $10,200 for individuals or $27,500 for a family starting in 2018. The tax is collected on the costs exceeding these values, which will be adjusted for inflation. Included in the calculation of premium are contributions to flexible spending accounts, health reimbursement accounts, and health savings accounts. Expenditures for standalone dental, vision, accident, disability, or long-term care insurance coverage are not included. Legislation S-2045 that would repeal the so-called Cadillac tax was recently introduced by Senators Dean Heller of Nevada and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. H.R. 2050 is the House bill to repeal the excise tax. Farm Bureau does not have a position on these bills. The House Ways and Means Committee on Thursday passed legislation, House Resolution 2510, that would make 50% bonus depreciation permanent and expand it to include fruit and nut-bearing plants that have a pre-productive period of 2 years or more. Because farming requires large investments in machinery, equipment, and other depreciable capital, farmers and ranchers place great value on tax code provisions that allow them to write off capital expenditures in the year that purchases are made, AFBF President Bob Stallman said in a September 16th letter to committee members urging them to approve the bill. A World Trade Organization arbitration hearing was held last week to determine the amount of retaliation Canada and Mexico can impose on U.S. goods as a result of the country of origin labeling decision. The Canadian and Mexican governments asked for $3.2 billion in annual retaliatory trade measures. The U.S. has countered with an estimate of $90.77 million in damages. After the retaliation amount is determined, Canada and Mexico could then impose retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. Canada and Mexico officials claimed at the hearing that their damage estimates are accurate and result from the application of the COOL rules. U.S. representatives challenged the estimate as inaccurate and inflated. The Senate has approved a Farm Bureau-supported bill to reauthorize mandatory price reporting requirements. The legislation, or House Resolution 2015, would extend grain inspection standards, allow private inspections of grain when government inspectors are unavailable due to a labor disruption, and extend the National Forest Foundation Act. The House addressed these issues in three separate bills and will take up the new Senate-passed H.R. 2015. There will not be conference on the legislation. Brian Marshall of DeKalb County, Missouri, a participant in AFBF's Partners in Ag Leadership Program, also sits on AFBF's Technology Committee. In Tuesday's Newsline, Marshall said he believes data will be in the driver's seat for crop yield improvements in coming years. In the last 10 to 15 years, yield improvements have predominantly come from advancements in science. Marshall thinks going forward you're going to see improvements in yield because we're getting better at analyzing data. Are you hiring seasonal employees to help with this year's harvest? Check out an article from the Case IH Be Ready blog for helpful tips to make the process go smoothly. Farm Bureau members in participating states are eligible for a $300 to $500 discount on Case IH Maxim and Farm All tractors and Case IH hay equipment. Stop by your Case IH dealer today and see how you can save big on the equipment you need to take your operation to the next level. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.